We'd like to welcome each and every individual to the Vision Project. Hi, my name is Mark Boersma, President of Synergy Solutions. I'll be your executive coach for today's group coaching session. If you do have any questions on anything we cover today, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. I have a couple young gentlemen that are in high school that are on today and seeking some coaching and some input on personality masteries and how to ask the question, you know, from individuals. And there's a number of different what's called front-end approaches. And so you have a front-end, you have a that you, how do you introduce the topic? And so we'll start with the easiest in a way, and then you say, you know, to a close friend. So if they're a close friend, you just say, and there's not one right way to do it, so you guys can do it pretty much any way you want to do it. Try different ways. Don't be limited to just ideas that I share today. You guys can come up with your own way because your own way may work better. But I just say to a friend, you know, I'm kind of being mentored by, you know, some different, you know, people in just a lot of different areas of my life. And one of the things that they mentoring me in is some, you know, interesting things on personalities. And so they said, yeah, I mean, ask some of your friends these questions. I was wondering, would it be okay if I ask you a few questions that are kind of cool, kind of fun about, you know, personalities? They'll almost always say yes, because they're curious as to what you're going to ask them. So then you just go ahead and say, okay, so which of these four shapes would you tend to like the most? A cube, a pyramid, a wavy line, or a ball? Again, which of these four shapes would you tend to like the most? A cube, a pyramid, a wavy line, or a ball? Always say it in that order. Don't mix up the order. You always say it in that order and probably say it at about the same pitch and speed that I am saying it. Don't rush through it. You don't have to show them the shapes. It's better, actually, if you don't show them the shapes. You just say, you know, a cube, a pyramid, wavy line, or ball. That way they can envision whatever cube or pyramid or wavy line, ball, whatever they have. There's maybe 10 to 20% of the people that you ask that will either hate the question, think it's a stupid question, or will be confused by the question. And if you run into somebody like that, it's okay if they say, well, I don't like the question. That's a stupid question. I don't know what the answer to that. I kind of like them all. It's okay if they don't answer the question, don't like the question, confused by it, they're a fifth personality. So even if they don't answer the question, you know what personality they are based on that answering the question. Once you get their first shape, let's say they chose the pyramid, then you say, okay, and then next, cube, wavy line, or ball. Let's say they say wavy line. Next, cube, or ball. And so you get the first, second, third, and fourth, and you always repeat to them the next three and the next two, and you always repeat them in the same order. So you get first, second, third, and fourth. And then afterwards you go, that's interesting. So if I could ask you, like, which of these four things would cause you the most frustration? Which of these four things would cause you the most frustration? Not being done properly in order, out of control, boring or not fun, or conflict with others. Again, which of these four things would cause you the most frustration in any area of your life? Not being done properly in order, out of control, boring or not fun, or conflict with others. And then when they say it, let's say they say conflict with others. You say, okay, great. And next, not being done properly in order, out of control, boring or not fun. Let's say that they say, you know, not being done properly in order. You say, great. After that, out of control or boring or not fun. So, again, you always do it in order. You always get the first, second, and third, and you'll know the fourth.
So could you repeat those again?
Sure. not being done properly in order, out of control, boring or not fun, or conflict with others.
Okay.
And then afterwards, they'll look at you and they'll go, okay, what does that mean? You say, you know what? I'm not sure. I'm still being trained in this, but I can get back to you in a couple days. What's your email?
Okay. So for that second group of questions, what would be the question? You said which of these four things, and then you followed with a couple of words.
Which of these four things would tend to cause you the most frustration in any area of your life? Now, you can do this to friends. You can do this to family. You can do this to teachers. You can do it to total strangers. Let's go ahead and say, you know, your next target is your teachers. And so you could say something like, Mr. Jones, I'm just doing a little research on different personalities, and it's kind of fun and interesting. I was just wondering if I could go ahead and, ask you a few questions. Actually, that's a real good front end that could work anywhere. You could do it to teachers. You could do it to friends. I'm doing a little research on personalities, and I was wondering if I could go ahead and, I could go ahead and just ask you a couple quick questions, you know, as it relates to personality. And people almost always say yes. You can do it to total strangers. Just walk up to somebody and say, hey, you know, my name's Steven. Hi, my name's Luke. I'm doing a little research on personalities and how it relates to high school students, or how it relates to, you know, teachers, or how it relates to adults, whatever your audience is. And then say, I was wondering if I could just ask you a couple real quick questions. And they'll say, sure. And you say, okay. And then you ask them the question, and then they say, what does all of this mean? Say, I tell you what, if you want, give me your email address. And, you know, once we finish up the research, which will probably be a couple weeks, once we finish up the research, I'll go ahead and, you know, get you back about what we found. And then, you know, about your personality.
All right. One last question. For the answers to those questions, would we bring like a clipboard or a piece of paper, or would we remember them, or which would be the best, or does it matter?
Yeah, I'd have a piece of paper or a notepad or something, so you can write down their name and their email, and then you can actually draw a box. You can draw two boxes, and so there are two lines. Draw a horizontal line and a vertical line, and have them crisscross. So you have upper left, upper right, lower right, and lower left.
Okay.
And then if the box, the shapes, the box again in the upper left is going to be the cube. In the upper right is the pyramid. In the lower right is the wavy line. In the lower left is the ball.
Okay, so that goes cube is upper left, pyramid is upper right, wavy line is the lower right, and the ball is the lower left.
Correct. And you'll notice that's the same order that we give it to them in. It's clockwise from upper left down to lower left. And then if they choose the wavy line, you put a number one there. And if they choose, you know, in the lower right, if they choose a number two as the cube, you put a two in the upper left. If they say the pyramid is the three, upper right, and then you'd know lower left is going to be the ball.
Interesting. All right.
And then on the other one, same grid, upper left is going to be out of order. Upper right is going to be out of control. Lower right is going to be boring or not fun. And then lower left is going to be conflict with others.
All right. And that is the top left is out of order. Top right is out of control. Lower right is boring. And the lower left is the conflict one.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. And then, So you guys could go ahead and, you know, do the, you know, you guys could do just strangers in the hall and just, you know, hey, this is what I'm asking. If you guys, you know, wanted to make money, I need to talk to your dad first, but if you guys wanted to make money, you guys could go out and do that to business people. And so there's a tremendous amount of value to Synergy, you know, my company. If we get that information, we can turn that information into money. Because business people, once you, and there's other questions that we would have, so you could go ahead and, you know, if you wanted to make money on it, if you wanted to turn it into a business, you could. And you could go ahead and ask them 6 questions. Those are 2 of the questions you would ask, and then there's 4 other questions that you can ask. But when you identify somebody's personality, you know, their strengths, weaknesses, what they like, what they don't, turns them on, turns them off, if they're married, who they're married to, conflict of marriage, what to say, when to say it, how to say it, why they'll like you, why they won't like you, why, you know, you'll know how to communicate to them. You know more about them in 15 seconds than they literally know about themselves. And so that brings, that opens up opportunities for influence. It'll help you to get better grades. Like if you come back with your teachers and you map and you have those things mapped out, we can teach you how their personality, so their personality plays a role in a subconscious basis on how they're going to grade you. So you'll actually improve your grades by knowing your teacher's personality.
Interesting.
Yeah, you guys get good at this, you'll become known throughout the whole school. I mean, everybody, aren't you guys, are you guys the 2 guys that ask those questions? Yeah. You'll have so many people coming up to you, it'll be crazy.
Interesting. Who's laughing?
I am, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just cool. I say that a lot, too. Interesting. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
It's a good word. Luke, all right. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the stuff you guys, the thing that's real important is, so we've had, there's a online 12-hour course that you can take. Normally that course is $487 to take the course. But because you guys are students and you're related, we could set it up and you guys can just go online and take that course. And it would teach you, don't wait to go ahead and go through the course to do, you know, start doing the research, getting the information. But we can set you up. And we've had people that have gone through that course that have their doctorate degree in psychology. And they said they've learned more in the 12-hour course than they learned with their doctorate in psychology. So the things that you will learn by doing this about people, you just need to make sure you have strong character, that you know don't abuse that information because it will hurt you and other people. You want to make sure that you keep recognizing this could be taught to anybody. And so you guys are taking initiative. You guys are showing interest. You guys see the value, you see the opportunity, and you're taking initiative. And so that is why, you know, that is why you're being given the gift. And so this I've been studying for over 30 years, and in theory I can transfer everything that I know that I've learned in 30 years over to you guys theoretically in a year, maybe 6 months.
Okay.
But you don't have the life experiences to help balance out the knowledge. And so that's where the character is really important, to make sure that you guys have really strong character. Because especially people close to you, mom, dad, you know, brothers, aunts, uncles, other family, grandparents. When you know this information, you can come across as being very arrogant and all-knowing. Sometimes, you know, most of the time it's probably us coming across that way, even if we don't mean to. But sometimes it's people projecting themselves onto us, too. And so it's just you got to be careful with the understanding. With deep understanding and wisdom, well, with deep understanding, we need to gain wisdom. And sometimes the wisdom, I mean, it just comes with years. So there is a little bit of nervousness on my part on training young people on this, because I believe that this is very easy to transfer the knowledge base over. I mean, very easy. It's very easy to learn. The character within an individual, that is not so easy to learn. And the character is more important. So there's a guy probably, I don't know, 15 years ago. And so we know so much more today than we knew 15 years ago. It's unbelievable. But even then, he got on the call and I did an assessment on him. And he said, Mark, he said, this stuff's amazing. He said, I was with the CIA and they use different types of techniques like this. And he said, this is more powerful than what they use. And he said, you know, I'm really interested in learning this so I can get women. And we didn't do business with him. And so the character of an individual, and that's why you want to train as many other people. Like, I want to get you guys as strong as I am in this, because then it holds me accountable. You want to have your peers. You don't want any of this knowledge to stay within you. You want to share it to everybody in the school. You want to share it to everybody. Because if everybody has access to equal information, then it protects us from being arrogant. It protects us from misusing it if it's available to everybody.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does.
Cool. Other questions?
That's it for me.
Luke?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, you guys will have a lot of fun with this. You're at ages now where this stuff starts clicking in and you're looking for, you know, an edge. You're looking for something to differentiate yourself. You're looking for something to understand yourself and other people. You know, guys versus gals, you know, different ages, all the different types of things. And this will help you to understand things really fast and at very deep levels. So if you are listening to the rebroadcast of this, you know, again, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. God bless, and have a great day.